This is higher.
Praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Worship Him. You exalt Him.
Sing again. Hello, Maggie. They got me this Sunday. Next Sunday is going. Next time is going to be on this Sunday. Right? You know, I don't think we can be in church too long to encourage our children.
Amen.
If we don't encourage them in a positive way, you guarantee. There are so many ways they can be influenced in a negative way.
That's right.
You know, somebody said, "But church is long. Isn't it worth it for our children?"
Yes, sir.
Isn't it worth it for our children?
Yeah.
It's better than going to the courthouse.
Right.
It's better than going to the jail. Oh, amen. Amen. So we can't do too much for our children.
Amen.
Amen. And like I said, that's great. You know, some of these kids never seem to do too much in church, but to see the energy and the joy in honoring and worshiping God, and it's truly the sign ministry is a big ministry. Amen. For the hearing impaired, we just thank God for that. Amen. Let's turn to, I won't be long. Amen. You know, I just, like I said, it's great. It just kept going. You know, and I love getting behind kids, you know, because one day our kids are going to be somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I said, one day our kids are going to be somebody. We need to support them.
Amen.
Amen. We need to support them. Like I said, it's better that we get a joyful smile than a cold late at night.
That's right.
Amen. It's great to go in church praising the Lord than to be looking out the window and wondering where they're at.
That's right.
So we need to thank God.
Yes.
Psalm 78, we're going to read two verses of scripture. Amen. And that's going to be verses 18 and 19 of Psalm 78. And just for history, this was a time in Israel history when they began to doubt God. And as I listened to the testimonies that came forth, everybody was talking about God can. God can. Sister Maggie said she has cancer, but she's fighting because God can.
That's right. Yes, he can.
And we know God can do anything but fail.
That's right.
Amen. Let us read these two verses together, start at verse 18 to 19. And they tempted God in their heart by asking meat for their lusts. Yea, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table
in the wilderness?
Can God? Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and mercy. Lord, we thank you for our ups. We thank you for our downs. Lord, we thank you for the good. We thank you for the bad. Lord, we thank you because our word declares that in all things we ought to give thanks. And that everything that has breath, praise the Lord. We praise you this afternoon. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we glorify you. And we ask you to stop by here and leave us a blessing. Can we all say in Jesus' name? Verse 19 reads again. Amen. You know what I like about God? One songwriter said he specializes in the things that are
impossible.
What man can't do, God can.
Yes, sir.
God specializes in the things that are impossible.
Right now.
And our God can do what no other power can do.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The psalmist said, yea, they spent against God. And we live in a day and age where so many are speaking against God. So many are questioning and doubting God. They asked him a question. They said, can God? Can God?
Come on.
In some of our situations that we're in, we ask ourselves a question, can God? Amen. When the scripture lets us know that he's able.
All right.
I can't do it. The doctors can't do it. Loved ones can't do it, but he's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask. Can God? Hallelujah. Can God? I believe there was somebody by the name of Abraham and Sarah. Amen. God made them a promise when they were young old. They weren't old yet. They were young old. God made them a promise.
Yes, he did.
And when you think according to the natural course of life, when the promise had not yet been fulfilled, in our mind, many of us would have been asking, Hallelujah. What the Bible says about Abraham. Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. Saints of God, this afternoon, whatever that impossible situation is, are you staggering at those promises through unbelief? The scripture said Abraham was strong in faith because he believed that he had promised was able to bring it to pass. Mm-hmm. But in some of our impossible situations, amen, as we said not too long ago, some of us have incarcerated God within the realm of our circumstances. Uh-huh. We put God in prison and said, God, you can't do this. This is too big for you. Well, I choose to believe as Solomon prayed. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Solomon said about God, he said, God, the heavens of the heaven cannot contain you. Yes. God is bigger than that. Yes. God is better than that. Yes. God is sweeter.
Sweeter.
Come on, y'all. Listen up.
Yeah.
About God in church. when you're in church, there are some situations in our lives that only God can fix.
That's right.
There are some trials, there's some tests that you haven't experienced yet. But when you get in the midst of that trial, if you don't have a true, everybody got a surface relationship. But when you have a true relationship with the Savior, amen, we can say, Lord, I'm giving it to you. I'm bringing it to you. I'm bringing whatever the test, the trial is, Lord, I'm giving it to you. I've learned in my years that there are some things that we cannot do. We frustrate ourselves. We browbeat ourselves to death. But there are some situations that are what we call a God case. What is a God case? It's impossible for man.
Yes.
But God can.
Yes.
They are impossible for man, but God can.
Hallelujah.
I believe a woman had an issue of blood, and the Bible says she went to every doctor she could to be healed. But instead of getting better, somebody said she only got worse. But she said when she saw and knew Jesus was in her vicinity, she said, if I can but touch her. This afternoon, I say, whatever it is, just touch him. Reach out and touch him. The woman said, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. Lord, whatever that trial is, just touch him. Amen. Somebody said, he's passing by, but he's not too busy to hear your Lord, touch me. Lord, touch me. Lord, move on me. Lord, heal me. Lord, fix it. Hallelujah. I lay awake all night. If you have some trouble in your way, amen, I lay awake all night, but he said, that's all right, because I know Jesus will
fix
it. Amen. I don't have the power. I'm limited, but I believe Jesus can fix it. John 6, verse 1 reads, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw. Just look around, brothers and sisters, and see what God has already done. See what God has what? Already done. Amen. When they saw the miracles, amen, that he had already done. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, whence? In the wilderness, they were wondering about what God can do.
All right.
Now this is the Lord himself. He said, whence shall we buy bread that these meat? Now they said, no, this time there were 5,000 men, not including the women and children. What a mighty God we serve.
Hallelujah.
I said, what a mighty God we serve.
Hey.
He can do anything but fail.
Right.
Amen. It said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you shall have them. There's an element that we must also incorporate.
Doubt not.
Too many of us come to God, but before we can even ask him to do it, we've already doubted. The Bible said, let not that man think that he shall receive
anything
of the Lord. You cannot come to God and doubt. You cannot come to God and judge God based on what he's done for somebody else. Amen. You have to come to him for yourself.
That's right.
He says, and this he said to what?
Reuben.
Because God already knew what he's going to do. Amen. As I listened to the testimonies, and they were saying, you got to claim it. You got to hold on to it. Why? Because we already know God is going to do. The scripture says, this he said, sorry, go back one more time. This he said to prove is just a test. God is allowing you to go through whatever that hardship is, whatever that difficulty is, whatever makes you think that God can't do it, God is allowing it to happen so he can prove or test you. He said to prove him, for he himself
knew.
You're trying to figure something out, and God has already worked it out, because God knows what he's going to do.
Yes, he does.
Why? Because God can. You know what I like about God? There's never a place that God can't. Find it in the Bible. Can anybody say what God can't do? Amen? Every scripture always says God can. If God can, why do we in our limited faculties of our mind reduce God to being naive?
Praise God.
Why do we limit God when the scripture never says that God cannot? He asked Abraham and Jeremiah the question, which I will ask you in your quest to get some deliverance. In your quest for help, is there anything too hard for God? Hallelujah. When we were kids, we used to say, is there a rock too big that God can't move? Amen. Is there some water too deep that God can't move? Then you hear the day when God sends a tsunami and the water starts from 1,000 miles away. And it comes through and wipes out a whole mountain and village. Can't God? Amen. You might not understand the fury and the power of God with your limited mind, but God you gotta believe him. You cannot doubt him. God already knew. Now, whatever is going on in your life, don't you realize that God already knows how he's going to fix it?
He already
knows. If we trust and believe that God knows how he's going to fix it, why do we stay up so many late nights? When the Bible said God gives his dearly beloved rest. God gives us sleep. He says, it is vain for you to rise up early and stay up late and eat the bread of sorrow. Because I already know how I'm going to fix it.
All right.
I already know what I'm going to do. All I want you to do is trust me. Too many lose confidence in God. Amen. Before God gets a chance to do what he's going to do. Now let's use this scenario. We're going to go a little further. They had over 5,000 people and 5 loaves and 2 fish. Right? That seems like a pretty impossible situation, wouldn't you think? If you don't think it's impossible, let me go get 5 loaves and 2 fish. And I'm going to feed all of you all. And you can't go out with nowhere else to eat. Right? He must be crazy. Well, guess what? This was an impossible situation. All of these thousands, and they only had 5 loaves and 2 fish. But the Bible said Jesus knew what he was going to do. In your impossible situation, when you trust and believe him, he already knows what he's going to do. The question is, do you trust him? Do you trust God? Do you believe God? Do you believe God can make a way where there is no way? Let's go to the next verse. There is a man here which has 5 barley loaves. And that's not a whole loaf like we know it today. You know, we got loaves. They just had like a little biscuit. So he had 5, for our modern terminology, he had 5 biscuits and a couple little minnows. All right? That's all he had among so many people. 5 biscuits and a couple minnows. You can't even catch a bass with that.
Praise God.
Amen. But Jesus already knew. So stop worrying yourself. Now, I'm going bald, but it's not because I'm worrying. I think it's hereditary. So I'm just going to cut it all off. Amen? All right. Go to the next one. And Jesus said, hey, Daryl got his off. I can join him, right? What's real? What's, you know, all this hair? It's fake. All right, now. Jesus said, make the man do what? Make him sit down. Why? He knew. He didn't say, you all figure out what I'm going to do. He knows what he's going to do in every last one of our situations.
Right.
He knows. Mm-hmm. He's not doubting. He's not guessing. He's not trying to figure it out, because the scripture says about God, known unto God are all of his works from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
We try to figure out something that God already knows. Rest in Jesus.
Amen.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and a heavy laden. He said, I will give you
rest.
Isn't it amazing how so many people are tormented when all they have to do is give to Jesus? Mm-hmm. Then there was much grass. He made the people first sit down. There was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number above 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given,
thanks,
whatever it is, you know what you got to do? You got to do what? Praise your way out of it.
All right.
He didn't try to figure it out. He praised and thanked God for what he was going to do.
Yeah.
Too many of us are wallowing in self-pity and sorrow. Empathy, sympathy. Just don't want to get no relief. Instead of praising your way out of it, we just sit home and depress and don't press. He already knows how he's going to fix it. Why? God can.
Yes, he can.
God can.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor can't do it. The lawyer can't do it. The financial officer cannot do it. Your husband, your wife cannot do it. But God can. Rest in God. Believe in God. Don't try to figure out God's business. Leave it up to him. You know what God asked us to do in our humanity? He said, you take care of your business, and then let me take care of. Some of us have tried to be like God. You can't do what God can do. You're limited. So stay in your realm of your own circumstances. God said, you do what you can do, and then you bring the big problems and put them on my shoulders. Because God says it's not a problem too big for me. And he said, just to let you know how great I am. Amen. Throughout the heavens and the whole earth, my eyes are walking. I'm looking. I'm going to show myself strong. I'm going to show myself a helper, a secure, a deliverer. And those whose hearts are perfect towards me. A lot of us are trying to get help, but our hearts are imperfect towards God. Mm-hmm. Amen. Like I said, I love my wife. I got to do perfect things towards her as within my abilities, and vice versa. But there's no perfection like the perfection of God.
Right.
When it comes to our human relationships, we will beat ourselves black and blue to please one another.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to God, we take such a secondary approach. When the scripture says, when our hearts are perfect towards God, he will do anything for us. Search your heart this afternoon. And whatever you're going through, don't search uncle this and grandpa this and grandma that. Forget that. In the day of redemption, on the day when we present, when God, we all have to stand before God. Grandma, grandpa, mom, sound like down in the hillbillies, right? That's right. Grandmother and grandfather. We say grandmama and grandpapa, but y'all say grandmother and grandfather, because I'm from Atlanta, so we don't have to put all that extra others in there. You know, we just leave it with the pa and the mom. But nonetheless, you all, in your quest to please God, don't you put another individual in the place of God.
Right.
So many have lost hope in God because of him and her, because of them, because of something somebody should have done. In the great getting up morning, when we stand before God, the Bible says the books will be opened. And when God deals with us one-on-one, there are no excuses. There will be no excuse that we can render God for not being what God would have us to be. Because he's going to always tell you, I was right there. Said I not unto you that if you would only believe, you will see the glory of God. We don't see God's glory because halfway through the process, we quit. Halfway in the middle of the trial, we lose hope. Said I not unto you that if you would only believe, thou shalt see. Shall means it's by divine, it's fixed by divine necessity, and not a man, not a demon, not the devil himself can alter what God has promised you. It shall be. When it shall be, why do we doubt God? When he says it shall be.
Yes, sir.
If we only believe, thou shalt see the glory of God. Lord, I want to see your glory. Lord, I want to see you move. Don't doubt God. Let's go just to the last portion here. It says, Jesus took the loaves when he had given thanks. He distributed to the disciples and the disciples to them that were set down. And likewise of the fish as much as they would. When God is involved, he didn't give them just a crumb. He gave them enough so that they were filled.
All right.
He gave them what? As much as they needed. When we trust in God, he doesn't come up short. God will not shortchange you. He will give you just what you need. Might not be what you want, but he can be assured it will be what you need. When they were filled, he said unto his disciples, from what? 5 little biscuits and a couple little fish. Can God?
Amen. Yes.
Can God?
Yes.
You mean God took 5 biscuits and 2 fish and fed over 5,000, and then after everything was finished? Now see, this is the miracle-working power of God. 5 loaves and 2 fish wouldn't even fill up the offering plate. Right?
That's right.
Don't talk about the offering plate. Yeah, it wouldn't even fill up the offering plate. Mm-hmm. Now, what does God do? He takes those 5 loaves and 2 fish because they brought it to who? Him.
Right.
From 5 loaves and 2 fish, he filled up 12 baskets. Why? Whenever we bring it to God, God will multiply our little and it will become much.
Yes.
Luke says it this way, when we bring it to God and we do it with a right spirit and a right heart, it will be pressed down, shaken together.
Right.
If you don't understand that, just go get you a Coca-Cola. You want to understand what he's saying? Get you a Coca-Cola Pepsi and shake it up.
Oh, yeah.
Right? When you shake it up and take the top off, what does it do? God said, that's the kind of God that I am.
Amen.
Bring me whatever you have. Shake it up, and then open it up. And surely, David said it this way, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me what?
All the days.
As we said, all the days of my life. Don't lose your confidence in God.
Praise God.
You can lose confidence in everything and everybody else. But what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. Why? All because we do not care. Everything to God in prayer. As the ministers and the elders come forward, take it to God in prayer. If you have some decisions to make, some direction that you need, bring it to God in prayer. And just remember, God can. Oh.
those that are able to stand, if you can stand.